So, Father, I thank you so much for Micah. I thank you, Lord, for just his great strength and who he is in the Lord, Father. And, Lord, I know that you are still forming and fashioning his heart, and that there are times where maybe Micah thinks, you know, I'm not sure where I'm going with this. But you've called him, you've chosen him, and he has a destiny. And it's one that is of great strength and great might. And he's a warrior, even though you might think you're not. You are a warrior, Micah. And you have many gifts and talents to offer the kingdom. So, Father, I just pray that you grow those up deeper in him. So much so that he can't deny them. That he just feels such a strength inside of him because of you, Lord God. And that you deposit deeply into his spirit everything that he needs, Father, for this journey. Father, I pray for great strength. I just keep hearing that, Micah, just this great strength and depth that you have of character, and that you would continue to just draw upon the Lord in everything that you do. He is with you, and he loves you, and you are chosen. So bless him, Lord, on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, for Brianna, I thank you for her, Lord. I thank you for her sweet spirit. I thank you, Father, that she is chosen, and she is loved, and she is seen every day of her life, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you've deposited into her amazing gifts and skills and things, Lord, that still aren't discovered in her. There's many things, Brianna, that the Lord has put into you that are still sort of like closed in boxes that you haven't opened yet. And he says to you on this day, Brianna, open those things and see the gifts that I have given you. See what I have deposited deep into you, because they're there. And you are gifted spiritually. You're gifted with deep emotion, too. And you're gifted also in areas where you see things in people that sometimes you don't understand, but you have an ability to process those things differently than other people. I'm not sure exactly what the Lord is saying about that to you through me with that. But I know that you have deep giftings and you have deep things that have not been fully opened or let open. So the Lord says to you today, Brianna, open those floodgates and let that flow. Let things flow into you. Let it happen in you. Naturally go with the flow of things that the Lord wants to present to you. There's no need to fear. There's no need to run. There's no need to look away, because what he has for you is good and it's holy and it's for specifically you. So don't fear. He loves you so much. And I pray that whatever journey, whatever path you go on from here, that the Lord would bless you and he would keep you. And that you would know, Brianna, that he is with you every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you for Megan. I thank you for this girl that is bold, outspoken. She's a warrior and she's brave. And she has such a heart to see people fully come to the knowledge and love of Christ. And she's willing to be transparent for you. She's willing to really just kind of set her life on fire for others to see. And she's not afraid. And she moves forward in such boldness. And she's gifted with so much ability artistically and journaling and so many different ways, Lord, that you have just gifted this young woman. Father, I pray that she would burn even stronger for you and brighter for you, and that she would just blaze a trail wherever she goes. She would leave that smoke behind her, and people would be like, what was that? What was that thing? And she would be able to then confess and say that it was the Lord, and this is what he's done in my life, and this is what he can do in your life, Father, because she is a fire starter, and I thank you for her, Lord. I just ask that you bless her. I ask that you bless her family, that This is her last girl being graduated, and that's difficult sometimes for parents. And Father, I just pray that you would knit this family together with so much love and so much grace and so much mercy. And I thank you for her, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, for Janelle, I thank you for Janelle, Lord, and just for her spirit and her sweetness, her desire to always kind of be the peacemaker and the bridge builder between people, Lord, and her desire to really love people. And Father, you know, I've walked through a lot of difficult things with Janelle sometimes, and we share different things about our lives and things that happen. And, you know, I never take anything that these kids say as like, oh, you're just kids. They're dealing with real issues and real things in life that are difficult. Real difficult sometimes, and things that I don't understand, things that I can't explain to them, but I know that I can bring Jesus to them. And I know that Janelle fully receives Jesus and the Holy Spirit in her heart and in her life for the situations that she walks through, Father. You've given her great giftings and abilities, Lord. I know that there's a great adventure ahead for her in reach. I know it's going to be awesome for her. And I know, Father, that you are going to use her to do amazing things. Would you anoint her feet, Lord, as she walks, as she goes? Would you just make a path for her, Lord, that's clear? And Father, as she does that, I just sense too, Janelle, that for your sister and your brother, that there'll be you'll be leading them too in a way, and that you'll be doing things in their lives when they see you stepping out and doing things. It'll be a transformation in their lives, Father. I ask that you just bless her and you keep her and you just love her, Lord. And I just thank you for her in Jesus' name, Amen. And Father, for Carly, I love Carly. Carly, I'm so glad that you're with us and you came and you were afraid, but you came. And, you know, that's such a deep quality that even though that sometimes you're fearful and you're afraid to step out, when you step out into that place that the Lord calls you, there's so much blessing in that and there's so much growth in that. So, you know, Carly, you are a brave young woman. You're gifted with many different things. You have qualities that are of strength and of deep character and commitment to things. And you're serious about the work of the Lord. And he sees that. And he says to you today, Carly, I love you so much. And I see your diligence and I see your growth. And he just wants to bless you in that, Carly. He wants you to keep just moving forward and stepping out and doing the things that he calls you to do and not to be afraid. Fear not, he says to you. And he says you're built of great courage and character. So, Father, just bless her. Keep her, Lord, as she sleeps, Lord. Just increase her dreams and her visions of you. Stir up deeper supernatural gifts in her. Just prophetically stir up gifts in her. Father, just deepen those passions that she has and the things that she's asking for. Would you reward her in that area, Lord, of something she's specifically asking for? Would you give her that, Father? And I thank you for her. I'm so glad she's part of our group. I miss her when she doesn't come. And I message you all the time, where are you? But it's because I love you. So Lord, bless her and keep her in Jesus' name. Amen.